Hello, today is Thursday, October 26th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. Let's look at some markets, and we're going to jump right into this red-hot beef market. So the beef market, it's in full-fledged holiday mode. Strong increases in middle meats, tenderloins, and ribeyes leading the way. And I don't think we're done by a long shot. These lower weekly harvest numbers have buyers of all types chasing after product. Last week's harvest was 638,000 head, up from the prior week's 617,000 head, but way below the same time last year when harvest was 675,000 head. This is the time of year every week we will see prices go up. Waiting to buy will cost you money. Okay, let's look at pork, and bellies closed at $111, which is up from last week's $104. This is still right in line and a great time to be buying bacon. Pork production continues strong with 547 million pounds produced last week, just up from the week before. Pork is not the featured protein this time of year, with beef and soon turkeys taking center stage, but production is strong, availability is good, and pricing is favorable. Loins, butts, and ribs are all priced to sell. Now let's look at poultry, and chicken production continues about 4% below last year. That pushed wings higher the last several weeks. That's done for right now. Even with production reductions, there is plenty of product to meet demand. Moving lower on party wings, boneless, skinless, random breast, and tenders, all are down. Expect to see this lower production continue at least for the next few weeks. Now on to the resurgence of avian flu. Over the last week, 14 new cases reported, with 314,000 birds removed from the food supply. Again, almost all these birds were turkeys. This is not a trend we wish to continue. Okay, let's look at grain, and corn closed at $4.81 for a second week below $5. Harvest is 59% complete. Export demand is less than robust, and I think we may have finally gotten away from $6 corn, at least for the foreseeable future. This is excellent news for the whole protein industry, built around cheap corn. Soy harvest is 76% done, and though there is some uncertainty on international demand, pricing is pretty steady, at least for right now. Wheat is surprisingly moving just a bit lower. Nothing too extreme, but with the holiday baking season at hand, I am a bit surprised. And finally, a look at dairy. And good grief, I'm not sure they know which way to go. Through the Thursday CME close, barrel is up 3, block is down 1, and butter finally moved down 7. A bit more off the butter market would make a lot of folks happy. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening. And let's do it again next week.